我们在天上的阿爸父神，我们亲爱的主耶稣基督
，Our Heavenly Father Abba, Our Lord Jesus Christ，
与那与我们时常同在的圣灵，我们早晨奉儿子耶稣基督的大名，我们一同聚集在你自己的脚前。
And Holy Spirit, who is constantly with us, this morning as we gather together, at the feet of your beloved Son。
凡蒙救赎的人，我们每一个都应当把我们的心向你敞开，进入你的院来敬拜，来赞美我们坐在宝座上的父神。
All who are saved need to open our hearts and come before you, come into your court and praise and give thanks to the Lord who's sitting on the throne.
这个特权本来我们罪人是没有这个资格。
We did not have any right and privilege to have such a privilege.
但是因为你爱我们，你打发你的独生爱子来到这个世界，走上十字架的道路，牺牲了他的性命，流出了他的宝血，为我们开了这一条又新又活的道路。
But because you loved us, you let your only begotten Son come to this earth and to become a human, to die on the cross for us, and so that he opens up this new and living way for all of us.
神的儿女们，我们都当抓住这一个机会，你为我们成就的，我们答应父神的要求。主啊，你说你来亲近我，我就亲近你们。
Oh, children of God, let us take this opportunity and to come before the Lord and to say that, Lord, you told us that if you come close to me, I will be close to you.
我们承认我们的过犯，承认我们是一个从里到外都被罪所玷污的罪人。
We confess our transgressions. We admit that we are a sinner inside and out.
靠着你的大恩大德，今天我们因着耶稣的宝血，我们今可以因信而称义。
By your grace and mercy, today by the blood of the Lamb, we're able to become righteous due to faith.
当我们这样聚集的时候，我们求主耶稣的圣灵充满在我们每一个人的心里，也充满在整个的会场。
As we gather together, Lord, may your Holy Spirit fill everyone's heart and fill this congregation.
让我们能够真是像刚刚诗歌所唱的，我们在那一个基路伯的约柜施恩宝座前，我们要献上我们的敬拜，献上我们对主的爱。
Just as we sing in the hymn that between the cherubs, we come here to worship you. We want to give you our love and adoration.
愿我们一生不再侍奉马门，我们好好的侍奉真神，我们的主耶稣基督。
Throughout the rest of our lives, we'll no longer worship Mammon, but we worship you, our Lord.
因为唯有你是主，唯有你是真神。
For you are the only Lord and you are the only true God.
不但我们是被你所造的，更是你用重价买回来的。
Not only were we created by you, but also you redeemed us with a heavy price.
你亲自开了我们心中的眼睛，让我们认识你是谁。
You opened up the eyes in our hearts to let us know who you are.
你也开我们的耳朵，能够听见神向我们每一个人说话。
You also opened our ears to hear what the Lord, what God has to say to each one of us.
因为你愿意我们来每一个人都认识你。
Because you want each one of us to know you.
都来答应你的呼召，来跟随你的儿子。
To respond to your calls and to follow your son.
来做你的祭司，一生在你的殿中瞻仰你的荣美。
To be your priest and to look upon, behold your glory all the days of our lives.
我们把今天这一段宝贵的主日的时间恭敬地仰望在圣灵的手中。
We give this time, this precious time of the Sunday morning to, in the hands of the Holy Spirit.
纪念你的话说，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有一只耳朵的都应当听。
So the Holy Spirit, the words that Holy Spirit have to say to the church, those who have the ear, let him hear.
愿你用你的宝血 来涂抹，来分别为圣这一个器皿。
May your precious blood cleanse the vessels and set them apart.
求主说话，仆人们静听。
And Lord, please speak, and we will listen.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Hear our prayers. We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主，让我们又能够见面，又能够在主日一起来分享主的宝贵话语。
Praise the Lord, we get to see each other again and to gather on Sunday morning to share God's words.
我们过去的一个礼拜有一些大事发生，我不知道有没有人注意。
Many major events occurred in the past week. I don't know if anybody noticed.
二月底的时候吧，应该是有七颗行星。排成一列。
At the end of February, there was seven planets aligned in one.
昨天晚上听说有blood moon 有这个血月。
I heard there was blood moon last night.
这些都是我们所谓的天文自然的现象。
We would think these are natural phenomena.
但是
，However.
这些天文自然的现象，神却把它拿来，有的时候作为一个记号，来向他的地上的人，能够发出他的警告或者说是提醒。
Sometimes God uses these natural phenomena as a sign to warn or remind the people on earth.
举一个很简单的例子，我们过去都说过的。
I gave you a simple example which I shared with you before.
对，主耶稣降生的时候
when Jesus was born,
东方的博士跑到耶路撒冷来找犹太人的王。
Those three kings from the east came to look for the king of the Jews, to Jerusalem.
对，他们怎么来的呢
？How did they come?
看到天上的星而来。
They follow the stars in the sky.
那这个主耶稣死的时候
，And when Jesus at the time of Jesus's death,
他被钉十字架是早上九点。
He was crucified at time of 9 a.m.
到中午的时候
，At noon time
是应该是大太阳。阳光普照的最高的高峰。
It was supposed to be the most, you know, sunny time of the
day. 但是那一天圣经说，全地就怎么样，黑暗。
But according to the Bible, the whole earth became dark.
所以我们就知道圣经里头常常神会用这些天体，不管是星星、月亮、太阳，来作为一个记号，传达神要表达重要的信息。
So we see in the Bible, God will use these natural phenomena or the bodies of the sky, like sun or moon or stars, to use those as a sign to express His message.
你读旧约圣经也好，新约圣经也好，都提到这些特别的事情。
Throughout the Old and New Testament, you will see these kinds of situations.
所以有一些事情，虽然是用我们今天所谓的科学天文，我们来解释这些天体的运行是怎么一回事。
So sometimes we can use science to explain how these kind of movement might happen naturally.
但是圣经却告诉我们，这些都是神所创造的里面，他会在某一个时段用某一个现象来传达神要讲的话。
However, the Bible tells us these are all the signs used by God to express at specific time what He wants to say to His people.
对，好，那我们今天呢要讲一个旧约的先知。
Today we're going to talk about an Old Testament priest.
我们前面两个主日是讲的是耶利米，对吧？
The past two Sundays, sermons, we talked about the prophet Jeremiah.
耶利米，神当年使用他是在这个南国，以色列后来分裂成南北朝。
Since you know the Israelite broke into the northern and southern kingdom.
那北朝鲜王国
The northern kingdom was captivated first.
十个支派四散天下
And the ten tribes spread around the world.
神盼望北朝的失败王国的管教南国应该接受教训
God was hoping that the southern kingdom would be warned and learn the lesson from the devastation of the southern kingdom.
是有一些人看了这些神的管教他们悔改了
Yet indeed, some of the southern kingdom people saw this discipline from God and repented.
但是整体而言南国也是随着北国犯同样拜偶像的罪他们也一样在南国的时代多了一百多年但是最终也是亡国的
However, as a whole, the southern kingdom repeated what the northern kingdom did. They still sinned and about 100 years later, they also got captivated.
那神在这一段时间里头就兴起了不同的先知来警告当时的百姓。
During that period of time, God raised many prophets to warn the people at that time.
那我们前两周说到的耶利米是其中一位。
So the Jeremiah, the one we talked about in the past couple of weeks, was one of those prophets.
他重要的职事是什么呢
？What was his main ministry？
谁还记得
？Who remembers that？
他的职事有什么重要的特点
？What was the major characteristics of Jeremiah's ministry？
他看见的是两个意象。
He saw two visions.
对，第一是一个发杏花的杏树枝。
One is the almond blossom.
神说，我要让我的话应验。
And God says, I will let my words be realized.
因为人没有把神的话当作一回事。
Because people at the time didn't care about what God said.
但是杏树的意思就是说。在最严寒的冬天里头，它是最先发表春天的来到，把杏花开放，然后结出杏果。这是用杏来代表神的话，在最黑暗、最惹神愤怒的时候，神说话必要应验。
What the almond branch represented was that during the hardest time, the coldest time, this almond branch was the first to bud and bloom and bear fruits. And that was God was trying to say his words will come to pass.
第二个意象就是他看到一个锅从北而请一个烧滚的一个锅
The second vision Jeremiah told was about a big pot tilted from the north side and with boiling water.
这个年轻人，他那个时候大概十八九岁吧。
Jeremiah was about 18, 19 years old.
神就呼，他本来是做祭司的，神呼召他要来为神说话。
He used to be a priest, and God called him to
所以他整整
be God's mouthpiece.
你们记得他整整在几个王朝里头做先知。
So he was a prophet for several kingdoms.
五个。
So he was
最后的
five kings of the northern kingdom.
神用他来警告当时的时代，但是那些人并不听他的话。
God used Jeremiah to warn that era of people in that time.
那他在他整个的这五十多年服侍的日子里头
，throughout his about five decades of serving the Lord，
他讲了很多神当时要对他的百姓所说的警告的话语。
He spoke many warning words from God.
但在他的指示里头，最独特的一个点就是神告诉他们，有一天我要给你们一个新约。
But the most unique aspect of his ministry was that God told them, "One day I will give you a new covenant."
你们现在这个与摩西所颁布的这一个律法是写在石板上，将来我要把我的律法写在你们的心板上。
The Mosaic Law was carved on the stone tablet, but in the future, the new covenant will be carved in your heart.
这是在旧约里头第一个看见这个意象的人。
He was the first one getting this vision in the New Old Testament.
信息写在他的耶利米书三十一章的里头。
He wrote that message in Jeremiah chapter 31.
是那个意象跟你我有没有关系？
Do you think that vision has anything to do with you and me?
有没有啊？有。今天我们能够成为基督徒，就是因为他这一个新约的应许。
Today, as we become Christians, the reason we can become Christians is because of that message of the new covenant.
所以如果两周前你不在这里没有听的话，我建议你上网把这个两篇信息都听了。
So if you were not here 2 weeks ago to hear my message, I would recommend that you go on to our website and listen to that message.
好，今天我们要继续下去。
Today we'll continue our theme.
另外神兴起一个先知。
God raised another prophet.
他的名字叫以西结。
And his name is Ezekiel.
听过的举手。
Who have heard of Ezekiel?
差不多一半。
About half.
有一半是没听过。
Half of us sitting here have not heard of the name Ezekiel.
我不怪你们，因为这是犹太人的先知，不是我们中国人的先知。
No wonder, I understand. This is the prophet of the Jews and not of the Chinese.
你手上拿的这本圣经根本就是犹太人的最重要的经卷，神对他们所讲过的话。
This Bible is the most important sort of scripture for the Jews because that's what God said to them.
从血统来讲，我们是中国人，但是从神的眼中，不管你是哪一国人，如果你没有认识耶稣基督的话，你我都是罪人。
By blood, we are Chinese. But in God's eyes, whoever who do not know Jesus Christ are sinners.
所以神要拯救人类的时候，他先选的样板是犹太人。
So when God saved the world, the group of people, the examples he chose was the Jews.
神借着他的先知们向当时的选民说了很多的话，做了很多很多重要的工作。
God said many words and did many great deeds among the people he chose.
甚至连他的独生爱子来到这个世界做人的时候，也是生在伯利恒，生在犹太人中间。
Even when he sent his only begotten son to come to the world as a human being, he let him be born in the city of Bethlehem and to become one of the Jews.
这个做工的结果是对全人类的。
But the consequences, the end results of his work is to the entire mankind.
你说怎么证明？很简单。
How do you prove that? Very simple.
主耶稣最后要升天之前。
Before Jesus was rose to heaven,
那一批门徒们差不多一百二十个人。
His disciples about 120 at the time.
主对这些门徒的命令是什么？
What was the commandment of God to Jesus to them?
叫万民做我的门徒。
Go and make disciples of all nations.
所以他命令说去对犹太人叫他们做我的门徒，他说万民做我的门徒。
He did not simply say go to make disciples of the Jews. He actually said go and make disciples of all nations.
所以神在以色列人身上所做的工作只是一个样板。
Therefore, the whatever God did among the Israelites was just an example.
他的工作先做在犹太人身上。
He started his work among the Jews.
然后呢，就要从犹太人一步一步扩张出去，到全地，万民都要成为他的门徒。
Then he expands his work from the Jews to the other nations until all nations become his children.
所以我们每次读圣经的时候，你不要说这是外国人的东西，这是犹太人的东西，跟我无关，那你就错了。
Therefore, every time you read the Bible, don't say, oh, this is something foreign. This is something only having to do with Jews and have nothing to do with me. Then you are wrong.
圣经告诉我们，日光之下没有新事，以前走过的现在还会重复。
God also said there's no new things under the sun. Whatever happened before will happen again.
发生在犹太人身上的事情也会照样发生在所有外邦人的身上。
Whatever happened to the Jews before could also happen to the Gentiles these days.
所以你读统计的人就知道，他从样抽样 在一个大的族群中抽样来代表这个族群。
So statisticians will understand, God was sampling, was just pick a sampling of this one nation to represent the entire all nations.
对，那么他拣选了犹太人，在他们身上所做的工、所讲的话，也要实行在这个整个人类中间。
So even though God chose the Israelites as a sample, what he said and what he did will also accomplish among all nations.
好，那今天我们继续又选了一个先知，叫做以西结。
Today we're going to talk about the other prophet named Ezekiel.
前面那个先知耶利米的时候，他服侍最后五个王。
Prophet Jeremiah served the last five kings.
然后这个国家就亡国了。
Then the country fell apart.
然后圣殿被烧了。
And the holy temple was burned.
拆了。
And completely destroyed.
老百姓被掳了。
People were captivated.
掳到巴比伦去做奴隶。
Exiled to Babylon.
好像神的工作到此就结束了，对吧？
It seems like God's work ended.
神的家被外邦人拆了烧了，神的老百姓也都被 处罚四散天下。
God's house was broken, taken apart and burned, and God's people were scattered around the world.
是 以色列历史里头最黑暗的时候。
It was the darkest moment of Israelite history.
那今天这个先知呢，他本来是出生于祭司的家庭。
So today's prophet Ezekiel was born in a priest family.
他应该是在圣殿里面侍奉神的。
He was supposed to be serving in the holy temple.
但今天圣殿没了。
But now there's no longer a temple.
他被掳到外国巴比伦，在一个加巴鲁河边的奴工营中做奴工。
And he was captivated and exiled to Babylon in the, by the river of Chebar as a slave worker.
他被掳的时候大概25岁。
When he was captivated, he was about the age of 25.
在奴工营混了已经五年了。
So he had already been in the labor camp by the river of Chebar for 5 years.
那他差不多30岁。
He said he's in, yeah, the book says he's 30 years old at that time.
我们中国话叫三十而立，对吧？
So according to Chinese, 30 is the year you're supposed to be established.
那么他眼睛打开来所看见的有前途吗？
When he opened his eyes, do you think he saw any hope?
家破人亡，国家也都没了，家还谈得到吗？
The country was gone, and there's no home. And what
所以每一个人都非常的忧郁，对吧？
So everybody was greatly depressed.
一切都没有了。
There was no hope for anybody.
这样的一个失望的年轻人，
this very discouraged young man,
对人失望，对国家失望，也对神失望。
He was disappointed toward people, toward his country, and toward God.
他受过祭司的训练的人，也就是他对他手上的那本旧约圣经是明白的。
He was trained as a priest, so he fully understood the Bible in his hand.
曾经对他们的祖宗说
，God said to his ancestors,
如果你们遵行耶和华的律法
，If you obey the commandments,
守我的约，我就要祝福你们。
And if you obey my commandments and keep the covenant, I will bless you.
你们要做万国之首，
you will be the first, the head of all nations.
但是
however,
如果你们不听从耶和华的话，
if you do not follow the commandments,
违背我的约，
if you disobey me,
我要责罚你们，
I will punish you.
对，如果你们不悔改，我还要把你们四散天下，
if you do not repent, I will scatter you around the world.
你要成为万国不是头而是尾，最排最后一个。
You will become the smallest among all nations.
这是旧约圣经神对以色列人老早说过的话语。
This was the prophet, like the words given to the Israelites by God long before.
那这位应该做祭司的人，他知道神说过这个话。
So this one who was supposed to be priest fully understood what God said.
所以今天他们是吃了自己所结的什么果子。
So they were eating the fruit of their own actions.
但是神的工作就结束就没有了吗？
But did the God's work end right there?
是，你从表面看没有了。
On the surface, it seems so.
但是你从神的话语来看的话呢，你就知道神不会因为人的失败就把他的工作破坏了。
But from God's word, you will understand God's deeds will never be frustrated by humans'behavior.
人可以失信，可以不信，但是神是永远可信的。
Even though mankind can be unfaithful, but God is always faithful.
人可以失望，对社会失望，对整个的国家失望，甚至你都有一天，哎呀，我这个神大概不灵光了吧？你都想要放弃信仰了。
God can, people can be disappointed toward the society, toward other people. Some days we might even feel hopeless toward our God.
好，我们就来读一段圣经。
But let's read some scripture.
请我们把旧约的以西结书打开来。
Let's turn to the Old Testament book of Ezekiel.
如果你有的话，我看你，要不然荧幕上也可以放这个。Yeah. 以西结书第一章
Ezekiel 1
我们念 头三节
Let's read the first three verses
有圣经的跟我一起来念
Let's read together
先读中文然后这样我们轮流读好吧
We'll take turn
我读一你读二
We'll take turn reading Chinese and English alternating the verses
好第一节当三十年四月初五，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，得看神的异象。
Verse 2 On the fifth of the month in the fifth year of King Jehoiachin's exile,
这地加巴鲁河边，耶和华的话特特临到布西的儿子祭司。以西结一节耶和华的灵降在他身上好这段话三节圣经
So these three verses
就告诉了我们第一这里的神讲话的对象叫做以西结
Tell us number one The person who God spoke to is named Ezekiel
他的名字是神的拯救啊
Ezekiel means God's salvation
那么他是在奴工营他是被掳的
He was among the exiles
所以他是一个失望的年轻人
So he was a very disappointed young man
无路可走的年轻人
A hopeless young man
在这样的一个非常悲观悲惨的世界中忽然间天怎么样开了
So in, during this very miserable and pessimistic time suddenly the heaven opened up to him
对本来铜天是铜地是铁一点希望都没有哎，现在忽然间天开了
Originally the heaven was bronze and the earth was like steel but now all of a sudden the heaven opened up to him
得见什么神的异象
He saw the vision of the God
我们这个系列叫做异象与使命
So our series is Visions and Missions.
箴言这个最聪明的所罗门王他写的他曾经说民无异象就要放肆。
So in the book of Proverbs, the most wise king Solomon wrote about people without vision will be unrestrained.
因为你没有异象你就不知道你人生的目标在哪里。
Because without a vision, you're not going to know the goal of your life.
你没有意向，你不知道神到底在做什么。
Without a vision, you're not going to know what God was doing.
所以每一个人都必须认识神的意向。
Therefore, everybody needs to recognize the vision of God.
这样我们就有了方向。
Then we'll have a direction.
我们的人生才会有意义。
Then our life has meaning.
意向不是只是让你看热闹。好奇看一看哦别人没有看我看见了夸夸口不是这个目的
Vision is not just a crowd pleaser or let you be proud of say oh other people didn't see any vision and I have that's not the purpose
其实你如果在旧约圣经来看我过去所讲过的这些有意象的神所挑选的仆人
If you look at the Old Testament, in about the ones that I mentioned before, about those people who had the vision, received the vision from God,
照我们来想象，他们是上帝的仆人，神的先知，应该相当怎么样？啊，杰出啊，人人都羡慕啊，哇，你是上帝的仆人。
In our eyes, those people who are God's servants who receive the vision from God, and they're supposed to be outstanding, and people would admire them.
这就说明你是外行人。
That alone, that thinking would mean you
are a Gentile. 你看这些真正在旧约圣经里头被神拣选的先知，个个是苦命人啊。
In fact, in the Old Testament, these chosen prophets by God, each one of them was suffering a lot.
对，那现在来到了这一位以西结，在他最痛苦的时候，感谢神。
Now we come to the book of Ezekiel at his worst time.
向他开。
Heaven opened up to him.
哎，你读到这样的一个记载的时候，有没有其他圣经的人物类似的经验呢？
When you read these scripture, does it occur to you others, biblical person, kind of had the same experience?
现在他被掳到外邦人的这个加怎么加巴鲁河这个河边对吧？加巴鲁河边。
Chabar.
这是哪一个国家？
Which country is there?
巴比伦对的。
It's the Babylon.
在新约有一个人。
In the New Testament,
他因为信耶稣，被当时的皇帝流放到巴摩的海岛，有没有
？So was a new, there was a person recorded in the New Testament because is he got he believed in Jesus and he was exiled to a island called Patmos.
九十岁了。
In his 90s.
啊，侍奉主耶稣，他被呼召的时候，他在织网，他那个时候大概二十来岁吧。
When he was called by Jesus, he was only about 20 years old as he was knitting the net, fishing net.
被神呼召，被神训练，然后开始做工。他大概做工的时候，可能就是30岁。我是指到这个老约翰来说的。
And trained by God, and started to work for God. He was about the age of 30. That was referring to.
所有跟他一起被蒙召的这十二个门徒。
All those 12 apostles who were together called by John, together with John.
对，到他六十几岁的时候。
In his 60s.
一个一个都寻到了。
All the other apostles were martyred.
就是他最后来的那个小年轻人，在他的眼中叫做保罗，你知道吗
？Even that younger man in the eyes of John, who came later named Paul.
他是最后进来的。
He came to the apostle group the latest.
连他都寻到了。
Even Paul was martyred.
他是剩下的硕果仅存的最后一个老弟兄。
So John was the last one remaining.
孤苦伶仃一个人在荒岛上面。
Alone and miserable in that deserted island Patmos.
请问他会不会有忧郁症？
Do you think he got depression?
啊，也是前途茫茫啊。
He was also hopeless.
可是人忘记他了。
However, when people completely forsook him,
或者因为政治的原因跟他保持距离，不再去碰他了。
Or because of political reasons, they nobody wanted to do anything with him.
神没有忘记他。
But God did not forget him.
所以有一个主日，他可能就在海边。神天开了，神向他显现了。
On one Sunday, maybe he was by the seashore, and the heaven opened to him, and he received the vision.
他的晚年更灿烂，更神给他八个大的异象，写下启示录。
His latest years were more brilliant, and God gave him 8 visions, and he wrote the book of Revelation.
那是新约的时代。我现在回来，这个旧约的时代，以西结，也有这种经历。
That was written in the New Testament book, but now let's come back to this Old Testament time. The prophet Ezekiel had the same experience.
他看见什么？这个异象。
Let's see what was Ezekiel's vision.
我请求你们 回去以后好好读一读这本书。
I would ask you to
go home
and read.
花几个主日来讲它。
Very carefully, because I'm going to spend a few Sunday sermons to talk about this book.
因为这本书太有意思。
Because this is a very interesting book.
呀，我们现在很多人好奇什么叫 UFO。
So a lot of us are curious about what UFO is.
我们也好奇什么叫做机器人，什么叫做 AI。
We also are curious about robots and AI.
哎，在这本书里面都有。
This book actually records all of those.
对，我们先看他看见什么。
Let's see what vision did Ezekiel receive.
我们来读第五到第六节吧。
Let's read verses 5 and 6.
又从其中显出四个活物的形象来，他们的形状是这样，有人的影像。
Each of them had four faces and four wings.
他们的腿是直的，脚掌好像牛犊之蹄，都灿烂如光明的铜。
Under their wings, on their four sides, were human hands, and for the faces and wings of the four of them.
第九节，翅膀彼此相接，行走并不转身，各直往前行。
Verse 10, as for the form of their faces, each had the face of a man, all four had the face of a lion on the right, and the face of a bull on the left, and all four had the face of an eagle.
四个脸面，对吧？然后十一节，各开展上边的两个翅膀相接，各以下边的两个翅膀遮体。十二节。
And each went straight forward. Wherever the spirit was about to go, they would go.Without turning as they went.
至于四活物的形象，就如烧灼火炭的形状，又如火把的形状。火在四活物中间上去下来，这火有光辉，从火中发出闪电。
Verse 14, and the living beings ran to and fro like bolts of lightning.
我正观看活物的时候，见活物的脸庞各有一轮在地上。
The appearance of the wheels and their workmanship was like sparkling beryl, and all four of them had the same form, their appearance and workmanship being as if one wheel were within another.
轮行走的时候向四方都能直行，并不掉转。
As for their rims, they were lofty and awesome.And the rims of all four of them were full of eyes round about.
活物行走，轮也在旁边行走。活物从地上升，轮也都上升。
Wherever the spirit was about to go, they would go in that direction. And the wheels rose close beside them, for the spirit of the living being was in the wheels.
好，其他的你们自己回去读。
And I hope you'll read the remaining of the Bible chapter.
用你的想象，刚刚所读的，你能不能有一个图案在你的脑中出现
？Are you able to picture what we just read using your imagination?
你就会发现，他看见的东西是不是像今天很多人所说的 UFO？
You realize what?The description, it really is just like what we talk about as the UFO today, right?
有轮子。
There are wheels.
有火。
There are fire.
而且这个四活物会如闪电如同闪不是行动如同闪电。
And the four living creatures, they're moving like bolts of lightning.
每一个轮子都从一个方向走。
All the wheels are moving toward the same direction.
但是呢，这个轮子不转弯，由另外一个轮子来转另外一个方向，都是直行的。
But they all go straight without turning.
对，我相信这都是马斯克去建的这个啊，这个他的电动车。
This is kind of it reminds me of those electronic cars by Musk.
现在不是要流行自驾车吗？
Well, there's the self trains that are.
我们有些人已经在开了自驾车，我不知道你敢不敢真的让汽车自己驾自己。
I know some of us are already driving such self-driving driven cars. I don't know if you dare to allow the cars drive itself.
这个都不重要，重点是他到底看见了什么。
The important thing is what exactly was the vision of Ezekiel?
他看见这是神的宝座。
He saw the throne of God.
对，你跳到二十六节来。
You go to verse 26.
我们念到二十八。
Let's read from verse 26 to 28.
Okay, 二十六，在他们头以上的穹苍之上，有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石；在宝座形象以上，有仿佛人的形状。
Then I noticed from the appearance of his loins and upward something like glowing metal that looked like fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his loins and downward, I saw something like fire, and there was a radiance around him.
下雨的日子，云中虹的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状也是怎样，这就是耶和华荣耀的形象，我一见就伏伏在地，又听见一位说话的声音。好，到目前为止，第一章他基本上用他的人的语言来讲到有一个神的宝座。
So in so far in chapter one, basically in human words, it was described the throne of God.
他所看见的这位神座的宝座，动不动的。
The throne that he saw, was it moving?
动了。
Yes.
而且很快，像闪电一样。
It moves, and it moves so quickly that it's like the bolts of lightning.
那他之前算大概80年到100年吧。
Counting backwards about 80 years before him, before Ezekiel.
有一个先知叫做以赛亚。
There was another prophet named Isaiah.
他在的时代有一个好王叫做乌西亚死了。
He was living during the era of a good king named Uzziah.
他也是在一个痛苦失望的时端，但是天向他开了，神的异象向他打开。
He was also living at a time of painful and hopeless era.But during this misery, God opened up heaven to him.
他的名字叫以赛亚。
And his name was Ezekiel, Isaiah, Isaiah.
他的意象是什么？
And what was Isaiah's vision?
有一个宝座。
There was a throne.
在天上。
In heaven.
有什么特点？
What was the special feature of that?
那个宝座是不动的。
That throne was not moving.
谁也见过。
Who also saw that throne?
保罗见过。
Paul saw it.
他告诉我们，他曾经到三层天。
Paul told us he went to the third heaven.
后来谁也见过。
And later, who saw it too?
就是我刚刚说的，在巴摩海岛的主耶稣，这个老约翰。
That was the old John, the old apostle, who was in the island of Patmos.
他的启示录写到第四章的时候，他就看到天上的宝座。
In Revelation 4, he recorded the throne in heaven.
坐在宝座上的是谁？
And the one who sit on the throne, who sits on the throne, who was that?
我们都认识的圣父、圣子、圣灵的圣父，他坐在宝座上。
It's the Trinity Father, Holy Father, was sitting on the throne.
对吧？这些人所见到的都跟宝座有关。
So all these people, their visions had to do with the throne.
以新界所看的宝座跟他们这些其他的先知所看的宝座有一个点不同。
But the vision, the throne that Ezekiel saw was slightly different from the other thrones that people saw.
那个 他们所建的宝座是在三层天，在那边有一个什么？有一个圣殿的。
What the others saw was in the third heaven. There was a holy temple there.
地上的圣殿是那个圣殿的什么？影儿。
So the holy temple on earth was actually a replica or shadow of that one in heaven.
对，你看地上的圣殿，你就知道天上的圣殿是什么样子。
So when you look at the temple on earth, you will understand what that holy temple in heaven is like.
好，那么。那个宝座是在天上不动的。
That throne is in heaven, without moving.
今天我们看以西结所看的宝座是会动的。
But today we see this throne described by Ezekiel is a moving one.
那这就告诉我们什么事情呢
？So what does this tell us?
啊，如果你也是在以西结的这一个角色里头。你看见神让你看见一个行动的宝座在很快的行动。
If you are in from the perspective of Ezekiel, God will let you see this moving throne, which is like moving so quickly, like bolts of lightning.
这个意义是什么？
What does that mean? What's the significance of that?
宝座是干嘛的？
What does a throne do?
宝座是干你我都没坐过宝座，所以一问三不知。
So, none of us has ever sitting on a throne, so we don't really know what it means.
我用现代的语言来表达。
In today's language,
1月20号，川普上了他的宝座，在白宫。
So, like on January 20th, President Trump went on his throne.
你就开始发现这个总统跟前面那个总统。干起事情来是两码子事吧
？So you realize this current president does things completely differently from the previous one.
对不对？他在白宫，天下就动起来了。
When he's in the White House, the entire country is moving.
对不对？他发了很多的命令啊，那下面就有一大堆的事情就发生了。
He issued so many administrative orders and executive orders, and then so many things are happening.
你我坐在家里，你签吧，你签完名，有没有什么事情发生啊
？Well, you and I can sign as many executive orders as we want in our own family house, but nothing is going to happen.
所以阁下的宝座是没力量的。
So our throne
有一个人坐的那个宝座是有力量的，有事情要发生的。
But somebody who sits on his throne, there's going to be things happening.
对吗？醒一醒啊，你不要睡着了。
So, wake up, let's pay attention.
因为这里这个先知在最黑时代最黑暗最没有盼望的时候，神让他看见有一个行动的宝座就在管事情啊。
So here, during the darkest time that Ezekiel was at, and God allowed him to see there is a moving throne that is allowing things to happen.
你不要以为圣殿烧了，圣城毁了，神就不做事。
Don't feel like okay, the temple is burned and the holy city is ruined, and so God is no longer working.
从外表来看，好像一切都完了。
Yeah, on the surface, it appears no hope is remaining.
但是神让他看见，神的宝座。还在行动。
But God lets him see that God's throne is still acting.
神还要找一个人来替他完成他的旨意。
And God is looking for somebody to accomplish His will.
对吧？所以神在那里呼召这个年轻人。
Therefore, God called this young man.
哎，这一次川普上台以后，跟他四年前第一次当总统的时候。有没有什么 不一样？他选他的干部。
So this time, do you see any differences that when Trump became the president?
全都是年轻人，
from that last
对不对？
4 years ago?
都有干劲，都有意向，都愿意为他卖命的人呢、啊。
This time he chose all the young people who had a lot of vigor and wanting to do the same thing as he does.
你们都不兴奋的，我觉得很稀奇。我要让弟兄姊妹知道，不管今天地上你看见的情况是好是坏。
Well, I like brothers and sisters to realize that no matter what you see today on the earth, whether it's good or bad,
你甚至觉得上帝都不管了。
Even if you don't think God is really caring,
是非颠倒。
Seems like the world is upside
到一个地步，男女不分。
To the degree that male and female,
黑的是白的，白的是黑的。
Black is the white and white is black.
你说这种时代怎么过日子？
How can we live in this kind of era?
你我需要看见什么？
What you and I should see.
以西结看见。
What Ezekiel sees.
神要告诉他，我还在宝座上，我还在管事，我没有打盹，我没有睡觉。
God was telling him that I'm still on the throne. I'm still acting, and my eyes are not slumber, and I am not yet napping.
重要不重要？
Isn't that
非常重要。
Very important.
这样你就有盼望。
Then you will have hope.
这样你就知道你活着为什么。
Then you know why you're living.
我们不是只是生下来做就是每天等吃等吃。三个饱一个倒。
We're not just waiting for the three meals every day.
好，所以我盼望借着这一个先知以西结，在这四十八章圣经里面，神到底用他要告诉全世界，神在末世的时候要做什么。
So I hope to use this book of Ezekiel in these 48 chapters.To reveal what God wants to show His people during this end time, what He really wants to do.
你想不想知道？
Do you like to know?
啊，不想那我就下台不讲。
If you don't want to know, I'll just step down.
啊，我今天只讲两个点。
Today I'm just going to focus on two main points.
因为这个先知要得到的启示，太大太多。
Because this prophet received too big and too many revelations.
那我今天呢，只 focus 头两个点。
I'm going to focus on only the first two points.
第一个点就是我们刚刚在第一章看见的，叫做耶和华的荣耀在最后一节二十八节。
One is what we saw in chapter one at the end of the last verse. It says, "It's the glory of the Lord."
对，耶和华荣耀的形象，我一看见就伏伏在地。
Because it says, "Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord, and when I saw it, I fell on my face."
这本书的特点就维系在这个点上。
So the characteristics of this book is centered on this point.
如果你好好想一想，在圣经里面讲到耶和华的荣耀。
If you think carefully where the Bible mentions the glory of the Lord.
你的印象，你读圣经，在哪里曾经看过？
Where have you seen that mentioned in the Bible?
想一想。摩西在哪里？
Moses.
西乃山
When he was on Mount Sinai,
对吧？神的荣耀向他显现。
The glory of the Lord appeared to him.
神为着让他看见，就把他放在磐石穴中，对吧
？So, in order for him to see the glory of God, and God actually placed him in the crevice of
那是一个记载。还有呢
？Of the rock, crevice of the rock. That's one recording. Anything else? Anywhere else?Anywhere else?
一个是在会幕盖好的时候，出埃及记最后一章四十节四十章。
So also in after the
tabernacle
was built, recorded in Exodus chapter
41. 40只有 40. 对，第一节。
And verse one.
神的荣耀就充满，那个时候摩西按照山上的指示他的建好了那个会幕，神的荣耀就怎么样，充满整个的会幕。
So that specifically said, the God's glory filled the entire tabernacle.
那后来到了所罗门的时代，这个帐篷换成了圣殿。当圣殿被盖好的时候，同样的现象再次出现，神的荣耀充满整个的圣殿。
Then in the days of Solomon, when the tabernacle was replaced by the temple, and when the temple was built again, once again, God's glory filled the temple.
对吧？有没有这个印象啊？
Do you remember that?
好，那现在来到这本书的时候，
Now when we come to the book of Ezekiel,
又提到耶和华的荣耀。
And it mentions the glory of the Lord again.
那你往后去读的时候，
Do you read on?
你就会发现这个荣耀本来是在圣殿的什么位置啊？
You realize the position, the glory of the Lord, where was it residing originally?
圣殿哪里你能够找到耶和华的荣耀？
Where can you find the glory of the Lord? Within the temple.
记得吗？
Do you remember?
至圣所。
It's in the Holy of Holies.
有约柜。
So there's the Ark of the Covenant.
约柜上面有一个施恩宝座。
And above the Ark of the Covenant,
对吧？
is the mercy seat.
两边施恩宝座的两边有什么？
On both sides of the mercy seat are the cherubims.
然后神的荣光就在两个基路伯之中间。
And the glory of the Lord was in the middle of the cherubims.
这是我们从圣经里面看到神的话，告诉全世界的人。神在这里。
That's what's proclaimed in the Bible.
可是这本书呢，
God's word,
就说这个本来在圣殿至圣所神的荣耀开始一步一步离开了这个地方。
Now in this book, however, it talks about how where in the Holy of Holy, where God's glory used to reside, he gradually steps outside and he leaves.And after the glory of God left,
这个殿只有一个外壳就被尼布加尼撒王把它怎么样烧了拆了。
After the glory of the Lord left, the temple was left with only the shell, which was destroyed and demolished by King Nebuchadnezzar.
这是以西结所知道的。
This was what Ezekiel knew.
但是他在这样的情况，他只知道这个部分的话。当然他是一个失望的年轻的人。
If he only knew that part, of course he'd be a very disappointed
young man. 所以我们读到后面的时候，你要看见这个离开了圣殿，升到回到三层天的这个耶和华的荣耀，又有一天再次怎么样回来。
But as you read the later chapters of Ezekiel, you will see this glory of the Lord who rose up to the third heaven one day will return again.
只有他把这整个这段耶和华的荣耀怎么离开，怎么回来，整段的历史就在这本书里面一步一步讲给我们听。
Only this book detailed how the glory of the Lord left his temple and then later how it will return.
在这个神的行动的里头，
So in these actions of the Lord,
跟着神的荣耀走那一个特别的being, 应该说是我现在没有词汇了说东西也不对，人物也不对，应该说一个天使，这样子说吧。
So if here in these descriptions there was one being, maybe you can describe it as an angel.
好，那这个天使的在这一章圣经里面第一章给我们看见的，就是叫做四活物往后走。
So this being, or angel here in the book of chapter 1, it is showing us as the four living creatures.
对 ,four living creatures 是第一章的 语句来形容这一个他看见这个行动宝座有这个基路伯对吧
?So this is the one that he in chapter 1 describes of this acting throne.
那你如果读到第十节到十章的时候
，If you read chapter 10 of Ezekiel，
这个四活物就是叫做基路伯。
This four living creature is actually named the cherubim。
对，它是有名字的。
It has a name。
对，在第十章你去看的时候，就是叫做基路伯。
So in chapter 10 it says the name is cherubim。
好，今天呢，我 只要能够把这两个点跟大家讲清楚了，下面就容易了。
So today I'm only going to be clarifying these two main points.
我刚刚问大家的是神的荣耀，对吧？
So first I asked you about the glory of God.
你们提到西奈山，提到圣会幕，讲到圣殿，都有耶和华的荣耀。
So you mentioned the glory of the God was appearing to at Mount Sinai and at the tabernacle and later at the temple.
是神曾经在这些点上面，西乃山这个点，后来的会幕这个点，后来在耶路撒冷的这个圣殿这个点，都有耶和华的荣耀怎么样出现？
Yes, God did appear at these specific points, time points, in Mount Sinai, the tabernacle time, and the temple erection time. So,
好，这些好像都离我们很远。
So, but these things seem to be so far away from us.
我相信我们中间去过西乃山，恐怕也没有几个吧？有谁去过西乃山？
I don't think any one of us went to Mount Sinai. Oh, actually, two of us.
还有没有
？Went to Mount Sinai.
嗯
，Anybody else?
西乃山在哪里啊？
Do you know where Mount Sinai is?
啊，不在华盛顿州。
It's not in the state of Washington.
嗯，在以色列。
It's in Israel.
其实严格讲也不在以色列。
Actually, it's not really in Israel.
西乃山在哪里啊？
It's actually in Egypt.
在埃及的西乃半岛。
In the Sinai Peninsula.
对吧？是在埃及。
It's in Egypt.
神曾经在西乃山向摩西显现，向200万的出埃及的以色列人显现。
God appeared to Moses on Mount Sinai, also to the 2 million Israelites.
所以，这个我们讲这些事情的时候，都是离我们很远很远的事情。
So when we talk about these things, are all events that were.
我现在要把它拉回来。
Time ago, so I want to just drag you back.
跟你跟我要有关系。
What something that has direct relation, has direct relevance to us?
想一想。耶和华的荣耀跟你跟我要发生关系，那咋办呢？
How can the glory of the Lord have direct impact with reverence to you and me? Relevance to you and me?
我先要问，这个耶和华的荣耀跟你跟我发不发生关系？
So does the glory of God have anything to do with you and me?
觉得有关系的举手。
If, raise your hand if you think it does.
还不错，还不错，谢谢谢谢。
Thank you. We all think it does.
哎，罗马书三章二十三节说什么
？What does Romans 3:23 says?
啊，罗马书三章二十三节。
Romans 3:23 says.
打开来看。
Let's turn that turn to that verse.
罗马。
Romans 3:23.
对，三章二十三节。世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，有没有啊
？For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这节圣经读过没有
？Have you read this verse?
所以神的荣耀有了哈。
So there's the wording, the phrase, the glory of God.
然后我们都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
所以这句话就告诉我们，亏缺什么意思啊
？So this verse tells us something. But let me ask you, what does fall short of mean?
对，亏缺神的荣耀，亏缺。我们什么时候亏缺神的荣耀了
？When have we fallen short of God's glory?
那这个这笔账要算到哪里去？啊，算到亚当夏娃去了，对吧
？This will actually be accounted for.
哎，当年人类的祖宗亚当夏娃第一对夫妻干了什么活
？So the ancestors of mankind, Adam and Eve, what did they do?
本来住在哪里？
They were living in the Garden of Eden.
你们有谁知道伊甸园在哪里
？Does anybody know where the Garden of Eden is?
你说我没去过，不知道。
I guess we.
按照读圣经地理的人告诉我们，应该是在，这个，所谓 肥育月湾那个两条河的那个地方。
Those who study
就是今天的
geography would tell us
伊拉克
it is in the areas of the two great rivers, so close to modern day Iraq.
对，那这个不重要。
But that's not important.
重点是
the important thing
他们被造的时候都在伊甸园里，对吧？
When they were called, they were in the Garden of Eden.
什么叫天堂啊？
What does heaven mean?
就是神在的地方叫天堂。
Wherever God is, that's heaven.
对吧？所以那个时候神在哪里啊？
So at that time,
在伊甸园。
God was in the Garden of Eden and was residing together with Adam and Eve.
所以那个地方就叫做天堂。
So it was heaven at that time.
好，可是他们犯罪了。
They sinned.
犯罪，那就发生一个奇怪的事情。
And then something strange happened.
当年神警告亚当夏娃的时候就说
When God warned Adam and Eve,
园中各样的果子你们都可以吃。
All kinds of fruits in the garden you can eat.
只有一棵树的果子不可以吃。
But do not eat from this one tree.
那棵树叫做知识善恶树，对吧？
That tree is named the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
你如果吃了
If you eat from it,
你必死，对吧？
You will surely die.
这是神对亚当夏娃说的。
This was what God said to Adam and Eve.
好，蛇来了，魔鬼来了。
But when the snake came,
就挑拨讲了一些似是而非的话。
And he manipulated them and said something, kind of half true.
他的老婆就被骗了。
And the woman was.
他就相信了这个蛇的话。
Was trapped and he believed in what the snake said.
哪一句话把他骗上了
what actually kind of tripped him
你不一定死
and first he said you may not die
神的话说你必定死
God said you will surely die
魔鬼告诉你也不一定
but the devil said well maybe not
所以他开始对神的话有一点什么
so
摇摆了吧
he started to waver about God's word secondly
他不让你吃其实我告诉你你吃的日子，你的眼睛就可以明亮，像神一样。
God didn't want you to eat because the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, you will be, your eyes will be enlightened, and you will be like God.
知道善恶。
And you will know good and evil.
谁的心就开了
？So whose heart kind of opened?
那个女人。
So the woman.
她为什么心就开了呢？因为
他
心里一直在问一件事，什么事？
什
么都可以吃，就是这个不可以吃。
Why couldn't I eat this specific one?
Why?
Why?
这个一坏就糟糕了。
So when she said why, that's where the problem resides.
什么都可以吃，为什么这个不可以吃呢？这个好奇心就出来了，魔鬼就针对你的好奇心对你说：“哎，你吃的时候有好处的。”这个金是大补啊
I could eat anything, but why not from this fruit? She had the curiosity, and that curiosity was used by the devil snake and said, hey, just try it. And actually, when you eat of it, you will have a lot of benefits.
你可以像神一样知道善恶。
You can be like God and to know
这句话就进到人的里面去了。
That went into the heart of the human.
他就吃了，对吧
？So she ate of it.
好，什么事情发生？死了没有
？So did she die?
啊
？Did she
死了没有？什么死了
？So what died?
灵死了，对吧
？So her spirit died at that time.
人是灵魂体，那一天他吃的时候。他的灵死了。
Human beings consist of a spirit, body, and soul.
剩下来的是魂跟体。
She ate of it, her spirit.
这是一个罪人最重要的一件东西没有了。
Soul. So the sinner is missing one of the most important component.
神是个灵。
God is spirit.
对不对？那今天要与神相交，你要人要怎么跟这个？属灵的神相交呢
？Today, in order to fellowship with the spirit being of God,、
你必须有灵才能跟灵 灵通灵嘛。
You have to have a spirit in order to communicate with God. 现在灵死
了，你就不通了嘛。
So if your spirit is dead, then the fellowship will not happen.
我们上面很多灯，对吧？
So we got lots of lights here.
这里有一排的灯不亮。
This row is not working.
为什么这个亮，这个不亮？
Why are these lights on and those off?
一个断掉断电了嘛。
Because these are disconnected.
不来电了，自然就怎么样，不亮了。
So when it's disconnected from electricity, of course it's not gonna.
吃了那个知识上的树之后，第一个结果就是跟神不来电。
So after man ate from the fruits from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the first thing that happened was that we are disconnected from God.
然后他们又发现，你身上怎么是裸体的呢？
Then they also noticed each other or naked.
这么多时间在伊甸园，他们从来不知道自己是裸体。那一天自从吃了那个果子以后，就变成裸体的了。
All this time they were in the Garden of Eden, they never realized they were naked. But this day, on this day when they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they realized they were naked. Let me ask you why.
以前是瞎眼吗？现在眼睛开了。
Were they blind before, and now they realized, and their eyes are opened?
不是瞎眼，现在眼睛开了，是他的灵失去了功用，他就没有什么光芒，不发光。
So it was because it was not because their eyes had been blind and now it was opened. Instead, it was because now their spirit is dead and they can no longer shine with light.
那你问我，你为什么知道？你又没有在那里？
You may ask me, how do you know? You were not there.
是我不在那里，你也不在那里。
Indeed, I wasn't there. You were not there.
可是我们从神的话，我们就知道。
But from God's word, we'll know.
这句话亏缺了神的荣耀。
When God says we fall short of the glory of God.
人是怎么被造的
？How was human beings made?
按照神的形象与样式造的，对吧
？We were created according to the image and shape of God.
对，所以人应该像谁？
So who should we be like?
应该像三而一神里面的第二位圣子，他是有形有体的，对吧？
We're supposed to be the like the second person in the whole Trinity God, the Holy Son.
所以亚当夏娃被造的时候，他的样板是根据耶稣的形象与样式造的。
Because when Adam and Eve were created, their template, they're like the blueprint is actually the likeness and image of Jesus.
所以亚当夏娃应该就是耶稣的形象。
So Adam and Eve should have the image
and likeness of Jesus. 因为神造他就是按照他的儿子造的。
Jesus, because that's created by God according to his image, according to the image of the Son of God.
所以亚当夏娃当神吹完那口气之后，他变成有灵的活人，对不对？
That's why when Adam and Eve were created after God breathed into Adam's nostril, he became a man with spirit, living being.
那他就发亮。
He became a living being and he shone.
同意吗？
He was emitting light.
我拿一个证据给拿一个证据给你。
Let me give you a piece of evidence.
马太福音十七章。
Matthew 17.
有一天主耶稣带了三个门徒。
One day, God, Jesus took three of his disciples.
彼得
Peter,
约翰
John,
安德烈
and Andrew.
他们三个人就上跟耶稣一起上了高山。
They went to the mountain.
发生什么事？
What happened?
忽然间耶稣在他们的眼前就怎么样？变了。
Suddenly,Jesus appeared differently, transfigured
圣经就说
in front of them.
他忽然间脸目不这个脸啊发光像日头。
And his face shone like sunshine.
衣服洁白也在放光。
And his garment was bright and white and emitting light.
所以他们日夜相处的主耶稣，今天在这个高山上，忽然间像太阳一样那么亮，在他们面，所以他们都吓坏了，躺在地上不动了，对吧？
So the Jesus that they were living together day and night, all of a sudden he transfigured into this being of shining brightness.
所以平常的主耶稣跟他们一样不发亮，那一天在山上登山变相的时候的主耶稣是发光的。
On every other day, Jesus appeared just like every one of them, and he was not shining.But on that day, on the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus' body was shining.
请问哪一个是耶稣的真貌？
So which one was the real appearance image of Jesus?
哪一个？发光的才是他的原样。
Of course, the image that shone was his original.
但是他为了要活在人的中间向人传道，所以他把他的光隐藏起来了。
But in order to live among the people and to spread gospel to them,
可是他要让他的门徒真的认识他是神的儿子。
Hidden. But in order for his disciples, apostles to know, to know that he was truly the Son of God,
到了山上把他的原貌
展开给他们看。On the mountaintop and show them his original image.
所以到了他们后来的著作。
So that's why later when they wrote books,
不管是彼得的著作也好，约翰的著作里，他都说，我们见过他的什么荣光。
They would say we have seen his glory.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
所以我就证明，亚当夏娃，当他们被神吹一口气，他们成了有灵的活人，这两个人就应该是什么？发光的。
That's how I prove to you that when Adam and Eve, after they were created and God breathed into their nostril, they became a living being, and they became the living beings. And these two people at that time, they shone.
Amen.
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 But after people sinned,
他们发现自己是裸体的。
They realized they were naked.
为什么？
Why?
因为光没有。
Because they no longer have.
本来光芒是他们的遮蔽。
Originally, the glory was their covering.
但是，一犯罪，灵死了，光就消失了。
But then, after they sinned, and their spirit died, and the glory disappeared.
他们马上去找一套当时的最豪华的衣服，就是两个树叶编成裙子穿在身上。
They went to find those, garment. The best they could find is made from leaves and cover themselves.
哎，圣经很幽默的，就说天起了凉风，一吹完蛋不灵光。
Bible was very interesting. Humorous. It says, well, the cool air kind of started to breeze. Then when the breeze blew,
所以神就给他们亲自缝了一个什么羊皮的皮衣穿上，对吧
？So God made a specific garment for them made from leather.
这个故事我们都读过的。
We read the story.
好，这叫做神的荣耀。
That's called the glory of God.
神失望不失望？
Do you think God was disappointed?
当然失望了。
Of course he was.
应该发表神的荣耀，结果今天你们死了，你们光没有了。
They were supposed to be showing the glory of God, but today they died, and you don't have any of the glory.
所以人失败，神是不是失败？
So when people fail, God is
sad. 神不会失败的。他一定要达到他的目的。
He will obtain his purpose.
所以什么是我们所得到的福音
？What is the gospel that we receive？
神，我们传福音的时候说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
When we preach gospel, we say God so loved the world that whoever believes in him shall never perish but have eternal life.
这是我们听见福音的时候开始。
This is the beginning of that we heard gospel.
这也是我们因信称义的结果，我们都得救了。
That's also the result of our faith, righteousness by faith.
是你满你的罪赦免，不要下地狱，将来上天堂，你满意了。
Yes, your sins are forgiven. You will no longer go to hell. Yeah, you're satisfied.
但是神满意吗
？But is God satisfied?、
啊神并不满意，因为他还没有得到当初他所造的那个人的原样，失去了。
Because God has not yet restored, get this original likeness and image of the person.
对，神的工作最后不但要我们罪得赦免。
Eventually, God not only want our sins to be forgiven.
他还要一步一步把我们从因信称义到因信成圣。最后要得因信得荣耀，那个目标才是神最后要达到的。
But also God wants to lead us step by step from righteousness by faith and also righteousness by sanctification. And in the end, what God wants is that all of us receive glory.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters，
现在我们来看以西结的这个意象。
Now let's look at the vision of Ezekiel.
这两个点要把它抓住。
We have to
耶和华的荣耀你要抓住。
Understand these two major points. One is the glory of the Lord.
第二，这个基路伯，这个四活物你要抓住。
And second is this cherubim, the four living creatures.
要不要听基路伯的故事
？Do you want to hear the story of the cherubim?
啊，听过没有
？Have you heard of it?
我保证你没有听过。
I'm sure you have not.
想一想。
Think about this.
这个基路伯又在这本书第一章给我们讲的叫做四活物。
So this, the first chapter of this book tells us this four living creature.
你第一次听到这三个字是什么时候
？When did you first hear that term?
有没有？第一次。创世纪。
It's、
有没有
in the book of Genesis
你读过创世纪你应该听读过这个三个字的名字
You would have read these phrase、if you have read Genesis
对吗亚当夏娃犯罪了
Adam and Eve sinned
他们死了
They died
是灵死了
Their spirit died
魂跟体还活着
Their body and soul remained
但是他可不可以住在伊甸园呢
But are they able to still live in the Garden of Eden?
四个字，扫地出门。
Unfortunately, no. They were driven out of the Garden of Eden.
他们这对夫妻就被赶出去了。
So the first couple was
赶出去以后，神做了一件很稀奇的事。
Then God did something amazing.
读一读啊。
Let's read that.
创世纪。
Genesis.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
最后。啊，二十三、二十四节，第三章。
23 and 24。
耶和华神便打发他出伊甸园去耕种他所自出之土，于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安置基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守什么？生命树的道路。
Genesis 3:23-24. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to cultivate the ground from which he was taken. So he drove the man out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword, which turned every direction to guard the way to the tree of life.
所以，伊甸园是有一个门的。
So there is actually a gate.For the Garden of Eden.
那自从这对夫妻赶出去以后，神叫谁来做卫兵啊
？Driven away, who was actually the guarding angel?
基路伯。
It was the cherubim.
他要防止人没有经过完美的救赎就回头又来了。
He wanted to prevent.
这件事情是神不允许的。
He wanted to prevent people, without having.Receive the perfect salvation and come back to the Garden of Eden. That's not permitted by God.
好，这是第一次人知道有这样的一个活物叫做 基路伯。
This was the first time we knew this living creature called cherubim.
后来圣经在哪里又出现这三个字？
When was that next this phrase next appeared?
就到出埃及记了。
That's in the book of Exodus.
出埃及记什么时候又出现这个字呢？到第二十五章。
It was Exodus chapter 25.
干嘛？神启示叫摩西建一个会幕。
Because God revealed to Moses to make a tabernacle.
好，那这个建会幕有很多的细节，我们在这里不讲，我只讲一件事。
Of course, there are many details of the tabernacle building, which I'm not going to talk about, but I'm just going to focus on one thing.
会幕嘛是一个帐篷。
So the tabernacle is really a huge tent.
神把他自己的约柜要放在这个帐篷里。
God put his Ark of the Covenant in this tent.
神的灵就借着这一个约柜引导以色列人在旷野走那一条旷野的路。
And God, using his spirit to lead this, his people to walk the road of the desert.
对，当他们休息的时候，他们就把这个帐篷搭起来，把约柜放在帐篷至圣所里头。
When they rest, they will set up the tabernacle and put the ark of the covenant within the tabernacle. 那圣经就讲，
这个帐篷里头有什么家具，有什么摆饰。
So what does the Bible say are the furnitures within this tabernacle?
你到第二十五出埃及记二十五章的时候
，So Exodus 25 says，
你就看见有这样的记载。
The recordings about，
对吧？二十五章二十六章。
In chapters 25 and 26。
你先看十八节，二十五章十八节。
So 25:18 says，
啊，他说什么？要用金金锤出两个基路伯来，安放在施恩座的两头。
You shall make two cherubim of gold, make them of hammered work at the two ends of the mercy seat.
这个是这个主耶稣神的这个宝座两边就有两个基路伯。
This is on the throne of God, and on both ends there are cherubim.
这是在约柜的上面。
That's on the top of the Ark of the Covenant.
然后你如果再往下走到第二十六章的时候
，Keep going to chapter 26, verse 1.
啊，要用十幅幔子做帐幕，这些幔子要用染的细麻、蓝色、紫色、朱红色线制造，并用巧匠的手绣什么？基路伯在这些幔子上面。
Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twisted linen and blue and purple and scarlet material. You shall make them with cherubim, the work of a skillful workman.
所以在会幕的这一个幔子或者这个墙全都是什么的像。
So the curtains used in the tabernacle are all with cherubim images on it.
那还有一个叫做幔子，就是至圣所与圣所中间有一个隔断的那个幕，那个幕上也绣的什么？基路伯。
Then there's this veil that separates the holy of holies from the holy place, and then there's that veil was also full of cherubim images.
对，所以你就会发现，基路伯在神的这个住的这个殿或者会幕是非常重要的一个什么形象。
So you will see cherubim is a significant image that is wherever God dwells.
那他在他们的职责是什么？
And their duties are?
我们刚刚看到是这个施恩宝座两边各有一个基路伯。
We just saw both ends of the mercy seat has a cherubim.
他跟摩西讲话的时候，
When he spoke to Moses,
他在哪里？摩西在哪里跟他面对面
？Where was Moses talking to God face to face?
神说：“我在二基路伯之间跟你面对面讲话。”
God says, "I am between the cherubims when I talk to you face to face."
对吧？所以我们就知道基路伯是的位地位在神的这一个办公室里头什么地位啊？
So we know that the position of a cherubim in God's office
是他宝座的，用我们的通俗语言，一个是左丞，一个是右相。
So they are both extremely important.
对不对？不要小看基路伯，他是神的左右手啊。
So don't look down on those cherubims; they are the left and right hands of, they are left and right arms of God.
对不对？在这里有神的什么荣耀
？There's the glory of God.
对不对
？Right there.
所以等到这个最后圣经要结束的，我刚刚说，比约翰，使徒约翰，不是使徒约翰，使徒约翰。在巴摩海岛，他看见的异象就是天上有神的宝座。
Then at the end of the Bible, when I mentioned about Apostle John, on the island of Patmos, he also saw the heavenly vision, where it also have the image of cherubim.
启示录第四章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座和宝座周围有什么？四个活物。
So around the throne were 24 thrones, and upon thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white garments. Four six. And therefore the throne there was something like a sea of glass, like.A seal of glass like crystal. And in the center and around the throne, four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind.
对，这四个活物前后都遍体满了眼睛。第七节，第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。
The first creature was like a lion, and the second creature like a calf, and the third creature had a face like that of a man, and the fourth creature was like a flying eagle.
四活物各有六个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛，他们昼夜不住地说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes around and within. And day and night they do not cease to say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God the Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come.
好，你从这些经文，你得一个结论，四活物干嘛的？
So from these scripture verses, what do you conclude what these four living creatures do?
第一，它是在神宝座的周围的。
First, they are surrounding the throne of God.
他是带着所有的宇宙的万物来干嘛？敬拜神的。
Second, they are leading all the creations in the world to worship God.
所以他们是神荣耀的持守者。
So they are the keepers of God's glory.
对吗？怎么没有声音呢？是不是已经饿的肚子空了，没有力气了？我一定要把这个讲清楚，为什么？
So、I have to make this point very clear.
这个 being， 这个天使长吧，这个 being， 这个级别的，跟神近还是远？
This archangel is he close or far away from God? He's extremely close to God.
所以他们是最高级别的，在宇宙中的天使。
They are the highest level archangels. Yeah.
在这么多不同的各种天使里面。这个级别是最高的。
Of all the angels in heaven, this class is the highest level.
在没有人类之前，这些天使长存在不存在？
Before humans were created, were these archangels?
当然存在了。
Already present? Yes, they were.
而且神给这个级别的天使长所有的权柄、地位、荣耀、才华、能力都给他们了。
All authorities and power and glory and talents and lot all given to them.
然后有一天就出事了。
But one day something bad happened.
就写在我们的要讲的以西结书里头。
That was recorded in the book of Ezekiel.
写在哪里呢？二十八章。
It's Ezekiel 28.
今天我的时间也没有了。
So I'm running out of time today.
你们回家好好把这个二十八章读一读。
You should go home and read carefully this chapter 28.
我还有时间，今天这是，哦，对，现在已经十二点了啊，对。 呀，我该结束。
So it's almost 12 o'clock.
对，但是这个基路伯，你要知道他从前的历史，曾经发生什么大事。
You need to know the history about cherubim. What major events happened?
预知下后事，且听下回分解。
So if you want to learn more, we'll talk about it next time.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
你创造万物的时候。
When you created all things.
你用你的话说有就有，命立就立。
You have your words to accomplish everything.
只有你造亚当夏娃的时候。
But when you created Adam and Eve.
你不是说有就有，命立就立。
You didn't just say it.
你乃是用你的两个手亲自用地上的尘土按着你的样式与形象造了亚当与夏娃。
You actually molded with your own hands the dust in the ground to form, according to your own image and likeness, Adam and Eve.
造完这两个人，你就亲自用你的气吹在他们的鼻孔里。
After creating these two people, Adam and Eve, you breathed into their nostrils.
他们就成为有灵的活人。
So that they become living beings with spirit.
主啊，你的用心是很深刻的。
Oh Lord, your purpose is so deep.
你要你所造的人来发表神儿子的形象与样式。
You want the humans that you create to manifest the glory of the Son of God.
但是我们却让你失望了。
But we disappointed you.
我们没有照你的话而活。
We did not live according to your words.
我们自己想做神。
We wanted to be God ourselves.
我们就走偏了路，犯了罪。
We walked astray and we sinned.
但是主，你没有放弃我们这些犯罪顶撞你的人。
But Lord, you didn't give us up. You didn't forsake the disobeying and stubborn people.
你相反的，你打发你的独生爱子。
Instead, you sent your only begotten son.
来地上做一个卑微的木匠的儿子。
To become a humble child of a carpenter.
顺服父的旨意。
Obedient to God's the purpose.
最后走上十字架。
And finally went onto the cross.
来完成父的旨意。
To accomplish your will.
打败了你的仇敌。
And defeated your enemy.
赦免了人的罪。
Have forgiven our sins.
把我们一个一个的从罪里面救拔出来。
And you saved us and redeemed us, each one of us from the sin.
你的救恩不是停在这里。
Your salvation does not stop right.
你还要继续的拯救我们。
You want to continue to save us.
到最后有一天，我们把失去的荣耀再一次的得回来。
So that one day we can attain that lost glory.
主，这就是你完全备的救恩。
This is your perfect salvation.
基路伯就是这个记号。
And cherubim is the sign.
但愿我们每一个读你话语的人。
May all of us who read your words.
对你要讲的话。你给我们属灵的悟性。
Give us the wisdom of understanding toward your words.
我们不是读一个古时的故事，读读就算了。
We're not just reading a old story of ancient days.
主啊，你把伟大的启示在古时候给不同的先知们。
You have given your wonderful revelation to the prophets of the old times.
你不但把你的启示给他们，你也叫他们把这个传递给在后代的所有的每一个你所爱的所拯救神的儿女。
Not only have you given them your revelation, but also you asked them to pass on that revelation and vision to the next generations, those who love you.
主啊，但愿我们都能够明白父的旨意。
May we all understand the Father's will.
你当年怎么样用以西结，怎么样用以赛亚，用耶利米，主今天你也照样要使用我们每一个。
how you used Ezekiel, Isaiah, and Jeremiah in the old days, today you will continue to use us in the same manner.
因为我们是你重价买回来的。
For we are purchased with a heavy price by you.
我们没有理由再为自己而活。
We have no reason to live by our, for our own anymore.
我们每一个人都要为主的旨意而活。
All of us need to live according to your will, for your purpose.
你这个无用的仆人在这里每一个主日就是把你的话来讲解给我们每一个人来明白。
Your useless servants try to explain your words every Sunday to help our brother and sister understand your words.
我们祷告求你的话不是讲讲听听就过去了。
We pray that we don't just talk and hear your words and forget about them.
让我们每一个人能够体贴耶稣基督的心肠。
But help us truly appreciate God's heart.
让我们能够与你的旨意配合。
So that we can work together according to your will and cooperate with your will.
来为耶稣做见证。
And to be testimony for our Lord Jesus Christ.
直到你的旨意能够完全成就在地上，如同在天上一样。
Until your will is fully fulfilled on earth as it is in heaven.
这是我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
求你垂听我们众人同心合意的祷告。
May you grant our united prayers that with a one heart.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名祈求。
In the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.